October 27th, the fourth Thursday of each month on Community Contact, features someone from Baldwin County. It might be a commissioner, it might be the EMA, it might be the county engineer, and believe it or not, for the first time, it's County Administrator Ron Sink. And good morning. Welcome, Ron.
Good morning, Lori. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. We're going to talk about amendments on the ballot, but before we do, I've known your name a long time. How long have you been with the county?
17 years.
17 years. Mm-hmm. And how long as administrator?
Twice. Let's see, 4 years. 4 years ago, I was administrator for 4 years, and then this past year, I've been administrator since August, March.
Okay. So, and what have you done in between?
I'm still budget director. I still handle.
Oh goodness. Yeah, okay.
So I'm responsible primarily for setting up the budget, getting the commissioners to evaluate the revenues and expenses of the county.
A lot on your head.
There's a little bit here and there, yes.
Well, you're humble, and I appreciate you being here. First, let's talk about the amendment that's going to be affecting Baldwin County residents in unincorporated areas called the Limited Self-Governance Act.
Absolutely. There's a lot of confusion because on the ballot, the language is pretty lean. In fact, extremely lean. That's statutorily required.
I saw that. When you look at the other amendments, there's an explanation. And when you look at this one, there is no explanation.
That's correct.
Should the provisions of Act Number 2005-200, Alabama Code 11-3A, blah, 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 apply in Baldwin County, yes or no?
No. And it does leave the voters in the dark as far as what the language is.
What, I hate to put you on the spot, but how did that happen?
If you read through the statutes, it specifically says what the ballot language says.
Okay.
So, Lori, I'm going to jump into the middle of this. This referendum will determine if the Baldwin County Commission is granted the additional powers available to counties through the Alabama Limited Self-Governance Act. If the citizens of the unincorporated areas pass the referendum, the county commission will have the power to address the abatement of weeds as a public nuisance, the control of animals and animal nuisances, the control of litter or rubbish, the control of junkyard areas, which create a public nuisance. If you notice, there's a word that I used several times in there, and it's called nuisance. Okay, what this act does is allows the commission to make ordinances to abate nuisances, and there's even more: the abatement of unsanitary sewage, noise, or pollution creating a public nuisance. Okay, again, I'm using the word nuisance because the statute drives home the nuisance aspect of this act.
It does on the piece of paper you're reading. On the press release that I received and other media outlets received, nuisance is only used once.
Correct.
Why is that?
Well, if you look at the pure statute, it defines what a nuisance is.
How do we find the statute? I mean, is the general public listening?
It should be listed on the press release.
Right. The number is.
Right.
I read it.
Right.
So if we Google that, we'll find it?
The best place that I use is the Secretary of State's website. And it has the, over on the top bar, there's records, and you can see Code of Alabama.
So we would put in Act Number 2005-200, parentheses, Alabama Code 11-3A-1ETSEQ,
correct.
Parentheses.
The easy.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
I don't make the laws.
No, the
big thing is, the easiest way is the Secretary of State website. There's a wealth of information on that site, pertaining to records, all of the acts of Alabama, the code of Alabama, mm-hmm. and you can see all the various codes all the way down to 1 through 45, 45 being the local code. And then you can also, you can look up that act and see the detail behind it.
And the press release that I'm reading that other media outlets received is on our Facebook page as well as the Baldwin County Commission's Facebook page, which basically says everything that you've just said.
Correct. Correct.
And the commission actually voted several months ago to add this referendum.
That is correct.
Okay.
And their vote was in response to citizens requesting it.
Sheriff Hoss Mack mentioned in a news article in the Baldwin Times, October 21st, dated "Voters Confused by Amendment Language." He used the example of a neighborhood in the Gulf Shores area where a portion of the neighborhood was in the city limits.
Absolutely.
And Gulf Shores police responded to them. Yet another portion of the neighborhood was not in the city limits, and therefore Gulf Shores police could not enforce a noise nuisance or other situation like this.
That is correct. And Sheriff Mack actually had a very pertinent quote regarding the fact that Baldwin County, there's getting a lot more of us, and we're living a lot closer together.
That's very true. I guess the other side of the coin is people move into unincorporated areas so they can do what they want with less government control.
Correct.
So it's a
correct, and then
a quandary.
That and what happens is invariably, again, if you notice, this is nuisance abatement. Okay. And again, that word nuisance, and define nuisance. The statute defines what a nuisance is, okay? And the commission can adopt or not adopt any of these ordinances.
Okay.
Okay.
So that is only on the ballot for those in unincorporated areas.
Correct. Correct. Municipalities have far more authority in the Code of Alabama. In the Constitution of Alabama, they can set their own ordinances, they can set their own taxes, they can set their own fees. County commissions the county is known as a political subdivision of the state. So therefore, the ability to raise taxes or set fees has to come through the legislature, the state of Alabama legislature.
Okay.
The county commission has very limited authority, and one of the limited authorities, they cannot create ordinances. This act allows the county commission to create an ordinance similar to what, and I'm going to use the city of Fairhope. I believe they have a noise ordinance.
You know, I was just looking up the definition of nuisance. I don't know where to look on your definition. Maybe you've got it, but just to Google the definition of nuisance: a person, thing, or circumstance causing inconvenience or annoyance.
Correct.
I did a lot of research when I had issues years ago with my dogs barking. So I looked up the city ordinance concerning what causes a nuisance when a dog barks. So is there further definition in the county for this referendum you may have in front of you? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I'm looking at the statute here, Lori.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find it.
We're speaking with Baldwin County Administrator Ron Sink here on WABF. It is 8:35 and 52 degrees. We're talking about one amendment for Baldwin County voters, and then we're going to get to several others that are statewide or apply to a municipality that will be on the ballot November 8th in the general election. We can always come back to that if you can't put
it. It is in the
right
statute, and it actually defines it as you spoke of.
Okay, very very similar. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that itself can be interpreted different ways by different people.
Your nuisance may not be my nuisance.
Exactly.
My nuisance may not be your nuisance. You know.
Very well put. Very well put. Okay, so that's on the ballot. So when folks see the short, well, there's not an explanation. Yeah. It just says, should the provision of Alabama Act 2005-200 apply in Baldwin County? There is your, there's your explanation. Now, the Alabama League of Municipalities came out with a list of other amendments that are on the ballot, and you said you're familiar with several that apply statewide.
Correct.
And you want to go over those first?
Certainly, Lord. the two that I'm primarily familiar with is Amendment 2, which is the expansion of high-speed internet in Alabama serves a public purpose. And the reason that this amendment is on there is the Constitution of Alabama does not allow local governments or state government to provide, to give money to businesses, okay? High-speed internet is controlled by several companies, is provided by several companies.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to expand their service, okay, the state cannot give them money. Okay, that's
nor illegal. The county.
Correct.
Or the city.
Correct.
Okay.
That's illegal. Well, and we'll get into a little bit more of that,
okay,
with the city, because it deals in that as well. But this, what this does is specifically allows the government to be able to assist those businesses to provide high-speed internet
in areas that are
unserved. Correct.
So primarily rural areas, less populated.
You would be surprised when you say just rural. Now, there are pockets throughout this county that you would think, no, certainly they're served. They're not. They're not. And I'm not picking on the companies. They're for profit. Okay. They're going to put their lines in. They're going to provide their service where their payback, their return on investment is, and that's exactly what they've done. So you do have pockets where you would think, oh, there's 100, well, a 50 house neighborhood that really doesn't have broadband access.
So amendment number 2 would allow governments to subsidize or give incentive financially for private internet or broadband companies to expand their services.
Correct. And I'm going to read straight from the handout that you had. Is if passed, the state, a county, or a city or town will be allowed to grant federal funds or other state funding to any public or private organization to expand access to high-speed internet, i.e. broadband.
So the funds would come from the state or the federal government, not the municipality or county coffers.
Well, if you look at the ARPA, excuse me, Lord.
Sure, we can take a break if we need to and check in with Kenny in Coastal Traffic. Would you like to do that?
Would you please? I got a call.
Okay, so we're back. So the money, when you said state or federal dollars.
Well, I'm primarily focusing on the American Rescue Plan. The ARPA funds.
Okay.
Okay. Which through that act, there was a tremendous amount of money identified for broadband.
I see.
Expansion of broadband. And so then it put the state in a quandary because at state level, it's constitutionally illegal to provide that.
I see. Okay.
And that's what this amendment does.
So I always say it's my job to tell people to vote and inform them of what they're voting on. I usually don't tell them how to vote, but this sounds like a yes.
It's.
I mean, the money's sitting there. It's been correct. Given to us by the federal government.
Correct.
So why not utilize it to help people that need it?
Because it is your money or our money,
right,
as well.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Quite.
And that's amendment number 2.
That is correct.
Okay.
And let me address amendment number 7. And this is the amendment 7 will allow public notice to be given in any newspaper or circulation in the city or town. This is related to economic expansion. Okay. Economic development. one of the things that when I set the budget, the commission appropriates some amounts to entities that have an economic purpose. For instance, let me use the Economic Development Association of Baldwin County. The commission appropriates funds to those. So before the commission can even vote on that, I advertise that in the paper beforehand, notifying the citizens that the commission is going to use their tax dollars to apply to economic development. This makes that process a lot simpler. And currently the governing body is required to give notice, as I do, before the budget is passed, saying here's what we're going to do. And if something comes up in the middle of the year, the commission wants to do something with some funding for something that has an economic value, economic development aspect to it, it'll be time out. We've got to advertise this before they can act on it.
Is this like giving, is it Elos? What's the name of the company that's coming to the industrial site?
Novellus.
Is that like when you give them the tax breaks?
Correct. And if you know, yeah, if you noticed, there was notice of economic, there was some property that transferred on that. And that notice was given in the paper beforehand.
You know, I've always wondered, especially in today's world when the majority of people don't pick up a hard copy of the newspaper anymore, and because I run a radio station, why not require that to be advertised on the local radio station? And is it really effective in the newspaper anymore? Does it transfer to their online version, I suppose?
I'm not going to pick on the times have changed.
Yeah, and I know that's not your decision. I know that's not your decision.
The times have changed, and quite honestly, it's difficult to reach the population.
Yes.
through the newspaper. Very, very few people get the newspaper. You're probably easier to get more attention if you start a rumor on Facebook.
Well, just like Mayor Sullivan was here this week, and she was talking about they had an ordinance or a resolution on the agenda to increase some fees to developers because they have to advertise.
Correct.
When a proposed zoning change or this or that is coming up, and it can get expensive. So they have passed an ordinance to pass those costs on to the developer instead of the city.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And consequently, on the other side, if we have a public works bid, we have to advertise that over a threshold as well. And again, depending on how large it has to, we typically will advertise it in Mobile, Montgomery, and Jefferson papers.
Wow. How does this amendment change what you're required to do now?
It just makes it statewide. Okay. Currently, there's only a handful of localities that have the ability to do this. This broadens it to the entire state.
For the governmental entity.
Correct.
Okay.
So in other words, some of the smaller counties may not have that local act that they could
utilize. Because they may not have the local newspaper.
Correct.
So where are they going to put it?
Well, they'll put it in the nearest newspaper of large circulation. Hmm. I know it's a little confusing, but the deal is there's the it's restricted on if there's not a local act in that community, then they can't even do this. Okay. Even through advertising. This makes it statewide that they can through advertising.
Okay. All right. And then you mentioned, and I was given by the mayor a publication from the Alabama League of Municipalities, and that might be a good place to go look up these amendments. There's a couple more on there.
Correct. And I'm looking through them. And I'm not familiar. I'm not as familiar with the League of Municipalities amendments. I'm focused, of course, on the county.
Yes.
But and I'm looking at Amendment 6, and this is.
You could just read it to us if you don't mind.
Yeah, Amendment 6 provides that cities and towns already allowed to collect a special ad valorem tax may use those tax dollars to directly pay as you go for construction projects instead of going into debt. Here recently, pay as you go has become a really, really good avenue for county financing, or excuse me, state, in this case, city financing. Mobile County has a pay as you go program that deals with their road structure that has been in place for, I want to say, 75 years or more. Okay, every time it comes up, it's been passed almost well over 60% by the voters of Mobile County. It's a like I said, a long-standing program that says, okay, this is the millage associated with the property tax. This amount of millage, that the funds that are generated from that go specifically to these roads, and here's a list of the roads. And that's what this amendment is allowing cities to do, to go back to their citizens and say, okay, well, here's a 2-mil tax, and we're going to do this for infrastructure.
It would allow the city to hold a referendum to increase the tax?
Correct.
Ah.
And specific earmark that tax.
Okay.
It says, okay, I'm going to, you know, repave X number of roads in this city. I'm going to build a new civic center.
Okay.
You know, that
so
kind of thing.
So they could pass an ad valorem tax for a specific thing.
Right. And, okay. And then it based upon the referendum, it would have a deadline date.
Okay. What else have we not mentioned before we run out of time? I see on the ballot, which you can download a sample ballot, going to the Baldwin County probate page on the Baldwin County website. You can download one. I'm sure others are available through the, probably, would you say, the Secretary of State's?
Yeah, and something else, like I said, Secretary of State's website is very informative. The other thing that some of the questions I've received were, how do I know if I'm in the city or I'm in the county?
Right.
Okay. You can go to the Secretary of State's website. There's a tab that ties you into you for what your voting districts and
okay, yeah,
what your precinct is, mm-hmm. And it will tell you, you know, what congressional district you're in, what commission district you're in, and it will also tell you whether you're in a municipality or whether you're in the unincorporated areas.
Okay, and what I've been, the information I've been given is that when you go to vote, your ballot will either have the Baldwin County one on there or it won't, depending on if you're in an incorporated area.
That's
or not.
Correct. Yeah. If you look at your if you look at your driver's license, okay, that means something.
That scan on the back.
Correct.
I didn't know
correct.
That. All right.
Correct. And so, like I said, when you go in to vote, they'll ask for your driver's license, or a form of identification.
Mm-hmm. And so they scan that
and
tells you.
And you'll see them. Okay. You'll see them put that on the reader, and then they know from that which ballot to give you.
I never knew that. It looks almost like a QR code. If you look on the back of your driver's license, you'll see the squiggly dark. It looks like a QR code, kind of. So, a statewide amendment number one is concerning amended to create Anaya's law to provide that an individual is entitled to reasonable bail prior to conviction unless charged with capital murder, kidnapping in the first degree, and there's a long list. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
Is that because, like I said, this was not your department, but I'm guessing sometimes you hear about $1 million bail.
Yeah, and what this does is it actually allows judges the ability to keep violent offenders off our streets.
Okay, to increase the bail for certain things. Okay. And then we mentioned amendment number two to use funding mm-hmm. for broadband.
We talked about six.
Number three, to require the governor to provide notice to the attorney general and the victim's family prior to granting a reprieve or commutation to a person sentenced to death. So those are pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
Okay. Is there any others that you would like to address before we run out of time?
I see 8 and 9, which are related to Shelby and Tuscaloosa counties.
Why do we vote here for something affecting Shelby County, I wonder?
Because of the way the Constitution of Alabama is set up.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting. So, anything else, Ron, that you've given us a wealth of information. Anything else you want to tell us about the amendments or anything happening in your department as county administrator of Baldwin County?
No, the big thing is I want to encourage everyone to go out and vote. I know there's some, right now what I'm hearing is we're probably going to have a low turnout, which we had very low turnout in the primaries. And voting is one of the most important things that you can do as a citizen. And it's critical that you go out and exercise your vote.
You are correct. And the general election is on November 8th. Thank you, Ron, for your time. It was a pleasure to finally meet you.
Likewise.
And thank you for what you do, not only as county administrator, but you wear two hats, probably more, but the other one with a title is budget director.
That's correct. That's correct. I enjoy it.
You probably have a jester's hat on in that office, don't you? All different directions.
Right. I certainly enjoy it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lord.
Very informative. If you missed part of this, you can listen.